Chapter 23, Our Magazine Ministry, Presenting the Truth Through Our Periodicals. Blessed soul-saving Bible truths are published in our papers. There are many who can help in the work of selling our periodicals. Volume 9, page 63. We have been asleep, as it were, regarding the work that may be accomplished by the circulation of well-prepared literature. Let us now, by the wise use of periodicals and books, preach the word with determined energy, that the world may understand the message that Christ gave to John on the Isle of Patmos. Let every human intelligence who professes the name of Christ testify, the end of all things is at hand. Prepare to meet thy God. Review and Herald, July 30, 1908. Proclaim the third angel's message. The great and wonderful work of the last gospel message is to be carried on now as it has never been before. The world is to receive the light of truth through an evangelizing ministry of the Word in our books and periodicals. Our publications are to show that the end of all things is at hand. I am bidden to say to our publishing houses, lift up the standard, lift it up higher. Proclaim the third angel's message, that it may be heard by all the world. Let it be seen that here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Let our literature give the message as a witness to all the world. Review and Herald, July 30, 1908. Periodical subscriptions. A mistake has been made in soliciting subscriptions for our periodicals for only a few weeks, when by a proper effort, much longer subscriptions might have been obtained. Our one yearly subscription is of more value than many for a short time. When the paper is taken for only a few months, the interest often ends with a short subscription. Few renew their subscriptions for a longer period, and thus there is a large outlay of time that brings small returns, when with a little more tact and perseverance, yearly subscriptions might have been obtained. You strike too low, brethren. You are too narrow in your plans. You do not put into your work all the tact and perseverance that it deserves. There are more difficulties in this work than in some other branches of business, but the lessons that will be learned, the tact and discipline that will be acquired, will fit you for other fields of usefulness where you may minister to souls. Those who poorly learn their lessons and are careless and abrupt in approaching persons will show the same defects of manner, that same want of tact and skill in dealing with minds should they enter the ministry. Short subscriptions, a mistake. While short subscriptions are accepted, some will not make the effort necessary to obtain them for a longer time. Canvassers should not go over the ground in a careless, unconcerned manner. They should feel that they are God's workmen, and the love of souls should lead them to make every effort to enlighten men and women in regard to the truth. Providence and grace, means and ends, are closely connected. When His laborers do the very best they can, God does for them that which they cannot do themselves, for no one need expect to succeed independently and by his own exertions. There must be activity united with firm trust in God. Economy is needed in every department of the Lord's work. The natural turn of youth in this age is to neglect and despise economy and to confound it with stinginess and narrowness. But economy is consistent with the most broad and liberal views and feelings. There can be no true generosity where it is not practiced. No one should think it beneath him to study economy and the best means of taking care of the fragments. Said Christ, after he had performed a notable miracle, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Volume 5, pages 399 to 400.